Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Masked Singer Wrap-Ups podcast. We're back again. We had about a five-month break, but season four is upon us. And of course, that means that we're here to talk about all of it all throughout the season. The Who Sung It Spectacular is here once more. I am your host, Puya the Nacho Zanvakili, ready to break everything down this season. And of course, as you may know, this is not a solo mission. It's never been a solo mission. I've got my partner in crime. It's the person I want to talk about Masked Singer with always. I've got Liana the Salamander Boris once again. Liana, how are you doing today?
I'm just so excited. I lost my tail. It's a salamander joke.
Ah, I see.
Are they the ones that lose their tails? Are they the lizards that lose their tails? Otherwise, that makes even less sense. Anyway, whatever. Not important. I am so excited to be talking about The Masked Singer. It has been only five months.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Last time I remember.
It feels like so much longer.
It ended in like April, or was it May? It's either 5 or 4 months.
Regardless of 4 or 5 months, it feels like years since we've talked about The Masked Singer, and I could not be more pumped. I think we've got some super cool costumes. I think the fact that we're in a unique situation might mean we get some maybe people that we wouldn't see normally. I have no reason to believe that. I just feel it in my gut, and I am looking forward to this season for sure.
I mean, I will say, did you know that the season premieres September 23rd, Wednesday, 8/7 Central? Did you know?
I watched the preview episode from The Masked Singer, and I think they told me that that was the premiere date and time approximately 1,378 times. It was like the cry-on of every single costume. It was in every single intro package. Nick Cannon, I'm sure, said it a handful of times. So yeah, Puya, I don't know if you know, but that's when it is. When is it? The 23rd?
Wednesday, September 23rd, 8/7 Central, only on Fox.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you said cryon instead of Chiron, and I just had to point that out as well.
Oh my God. Can I tell you about my day? So I have had a very much one of those days where it's like you go to push the door, but it's a pull, and you just like you like can't open the door, and just everything is a mess. That was today, because that was literally me trying to exit my work building. So expect many more of those.
I always do with you. You know that. But what I did not expect is for me to be sitting here talking about a fresh crop of new costumes, very interesting costumes coming through this season. But before we get through any of that, let's set up for the listeners of this podcast what they can expect from us this season. So as is regular fare here, once a week, we'll be coming through via podcast to talk about everything that happens on the episode. We're going to be breaking down the songs. We're going to be breaking down the clues, trying to figure out who is who. But here's the setup for that. So we are strictly going non-spoiler, meaning no Reddit involvement, no searching up, you know, forum boards, no comment sections, none of that. It's all going to be independent research, minor independent research, and we're going to pretty much only be exclusively talking Masked Singer on the podcast itself. So everything you hear is us talking about it for the first time to guarantee that A, it takes us a while to get there. B, hilarity ensues. And C, find out how wrong Liana truly is when it comes to guesses. So far, so good.
No, you're worse than I. No, I'm worse than you are. Darn it.
Ugh. I'm the detective here.
That's what you should be next week. Puya, the Sherlock Holmes cap.
Yeah, and you're the no, it's Puya the Detective Zanvakili, and you're no. Liana the Watson Boris.
I guess they have had, I guess Queen Bee was like, but that was Australia. Have they had any like, astronaut, I guess, as a person? So you could be the detective. Okay, I was going to rule it out as a possibility for a costume. You had to be like the spyglass.
I mean, we're out here, first of all, it's a magnifying glass, but we're out here acting like there's semantics involved with what the costumes can and cannot be. There's someone called the whatchamacallit this season. Okay.
There's literally no rules. Just right.
Yeah.
what was that the saying for? No rules, just right. Outback Steakhouse, I think.
What is that?
No.
Really? Is that the slogan for a food joint?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. No rules, just right. Yeah, it's Outback Steakhouse. Yeah, Outback Steakhouse launches No Rules, Just Right campaign.
Okay. I mean, if Outback says it.
Oh, my God. Unlimited shrimp for $14.99.
All right, dude. Liana, don't get me hungry on this podcast, please.
And there's a shrimp costume, so.
Oh, well, that's upsetting. There was a prawn on the Australian one, yeah, though. So. So basically, that's the mechanic we're going to be using for this podcast. If at any point throughout the season you have any questions for us, there are one of three ways you can reach out. So you can either find us on Twitter at Puyaism or at Liana RHAP. Or if you are a patron of Rahaza Podcast, you can hit us up in the question thread we put out every week over on the Facebook patron group. Or you can go to the non-spoiler thread found in the RHAP Discord, both of which are accessible through the RHAP Patreon program. Okay. And now we can get into the... Oh, no, we cannot. Because I would also like to say, on top of the show, if you enjoy what you're hearing here, or if you don't like what you're hearing, either way, we would really appreciate your ratings and reviews for the podcast. It really helps us be found, discovered. It gives us feedback that is absolutely necessary to continue to improve the product for you. Make sure you're having a good time, having a good stay here over on the Masked Singer wrap up. So for that, you can go to robhasawebsite.com/MaskedSinger, one word, and you can be, you will have the capability to leave us feedback. It's been a minute since I've done this plug, but I think that wraps up that.
Wait, what did I say instead of lower third, instead of Chiron? Is that what it is?
You said instead of Chiron, you said Cryon.
I think that's an off-brand crayon.
It's the Crayo Nipple Factory is what that is.
Can we have no Big Brother talk as a rule, please?
I mean, we should, but it's really taken up too much of my time, as it has yours. But yeah, I'm fine with that rule because there's a lot to talk about with the Masked Singer. So right out the gate, Kirsten McInnes, friend of ours, sent in a question saying, I'm scared of the costume. Should I watch anyways? So I brought this up for two reasons. A, if you're new to Masked Singer and you're checking us out before Masked Singer's even started because you've listened to us in other programs and you're intrigued, I would say give it a shot. There's not much else going on TV right now, especially if you join in from the first episode. It's fairly like new. There's some spoilers probably about like who was who from the previous seasons, but you're coming in fresh. If you like, you know, a little bit of dancing, a little bit of singing, a little bit of razzle dazzle, they've got you covered. If you're into more of the deciphering clues, they've got you covered. And if you would like a outstanding podcast that complements the experience every step of the way, you've got us. So it's a slam dunk. You should do it.
The Masked Singer can be as involved as you want it to be with going through the clues and doing your research and trying to figure out who the celebrities are, or it can just be a silly, fun show that you watch once a week and you pay no mind to. It's got something for everybody. It's for families. It's for two adults without children who also love the show. It's really just a good time. It's like it's a colorful extravaganza.
That's right. That is absolutely, without a doubt, correct. And as Rob would like to put it, you could even fold your laundry to this show if that's how you want to take it. It is yes, whatever you want it to be.
It can be. Yeah, I forgot that Rob said that. It's a folding laundry type of show.
Yeah, I was like, Rob, I'm sitting here with
rude
notes. Like notes. I'm like, what did that purple line in the background of that person's video mean? Like, that's what I'm doing.
But see, that's the fun part, right? Like, you can be as serious as you want about the show, but you can also be on the just silly fun folding laundry side. So it's just a grand old time.
Absolutely. And as far as Kirsten saying I'm scared of the costumes, just right off the bat, these are the most outlandish costumes they've made 4 seasons in. They've really went above and beyond with tapping into the weirdness and to the extreme costumes than what we've seen before. Would you co-sign that?
I think there are some that definitely fit that criteria. I think there are others. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, I can imagine seeing this on one of the previous seasons. But I'm excited for all of these costumes. Some seem to have more work put into them than others. But I definitely think that this is a step up, you know, because the Masked Singer won a award recently. Yes.
Yeah.
Like,
that's right.
A Grammy, maybe? Is that the thing
a Grammy? No, an Emmy. They won an Emmy for costume design.
See, I knew that.
Yeah.
I was just testing you.
You were testing me with your crayons?
Yeah. Look, I said, it's been a long day.
Welcome to the Masked Singer Podcast, the one place where I have...
Can we restart? This has been a mess so far.
No, this is on par for what the Masked Singer is. It captures the essence of the Masked Singer. Because I'll tell you, the Masked Singer didn't know what it was doing with the sneak preview. It was all over the map. But let's tell the audience now, 10 minutes in, what our format is for this podcast specifically. So this, we just got the super sneak preview that was put out there, meaning the show hasn't officially started yet, but we got a quick snippet of every costume, how it was prepared, how it was made, and we got one exclusive clue for each costume. So far so good, everything's great. But also there wasn't enough meat on the bone for us to really go through that beat by beat. So what we're doing today, first time ever, we're gonna do a draft / cast assessment / first impression on the costume in the form of a draft today. Exciting stuff, would you say?
Oh, riveting. No.
Oh,
It's going to be exciting because I think there are, this is the first time we're going to be doing a judgment call based on not hearing their voices at all whatsoever, because we did a draft, I think, last season, right? But we did it, you know, a certain number of episodes in, so we had a sense of who they were. This is going based solely on costumes and the one clue that we got from the episode.
Yeah, the last two seasons, we did a costume based, we did a draft, sorry, based on the second round starting, I believe. So it was like the final nine, and then we each picked three. That's how we did it. This time, we're dividing the board in half, basically, and we're each getting half. You might not hear much from this draft until, like, you know, 10 weeks into the season, but we're going to do it now, and that's how we're going to go through all these costumes.
Well,
and it truly...
Can you write this down, the results of the draft?
I have a second doc open ready to input these as we talk about them. So I got you. Who would have thought I'd be the reliable one on this podcast? This is weird. Masked Singer is a weird world we live in.
All right. Well, I've had a Krylon day, so...
This is pretty much the I can see your voice of drafts. If I was going to make a reference to another show that was referenced in this show.
Can you explain that for
show?
Me?
Yeah. So I Can See Your Voice is a new show coming to Fox, hosted by Ken Jeong, where they have judges and they have singers. But the difference is these singers will not be singing. It's more of it's still like a mystery. Who is it kind of game show? But the caveat is, none of these singers will end up singing. They'll have challenges that'll challenge them in a singy way, like a lip sync or like a dance to this song. And based on just movements and actions, the judges will pick and choose who they think is the singer amongst the bunch. And then at the end, they will put that person forward and they will sing. So either it's going to be they've nailed it and someone comes through with like a Celine Dion voice, or they bring out someone who's more of a shout out William Hung of the bunch. So we don't know So it's intriguing. It's exciting.
Ken Jeong explained it on this, the preview episode, and you have explained it now. I still don't exactly understand how this show exactly works. So I might have to at least watch the first episode, but we are not here to talk about I Can See Your Voice. We're here to talk about The Masked Singer.
I would hope 14 minutes in, we agree that we're talking about The Masked Singer today.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So last season, we did like our little itty bitty draft. We thought I was going to win the whole thing come finale night. Turns out you won the whole thing with your pick. Spoiler alert. For those of you who do not want to hear this, you have now the time to press skip 30 seconds so that you don't hear it. Night Angel. Therefore, Liana, congratulations. I would like to give you the first pick overall because that seems like the fair thing to do.
Woo-woo. Okay, wait. Okay, before I utilize my first pick in this draft, can we talk about the judges? Because
yes,
Robin Thicke's quarantine look, his like 70s porn look, was quite the choice.
Yeah, he kind of looks like a cross between a 70s porn star and Joey Gladstone, a.k.a. Dave Coulier from Full House. It's a very weird look. Maybe it's the shirt he's wearing that makes me think of him. But I was also pleasantly surprised by that. It's very clear that he's still getting the quarantine haircuts and is not his barber has not started taking customers at this point.
Yeah. The other thing is that the show didn't outline like exactly what the COVID precautions were that they're taking, but there's no live audience. It's just empty, which I thought was super weird because we had a question from Mackenzie who wanted to know, should they put in the production staff? Because actually the way that the Masked Singer AU did it was they put in the production staff, but they dressed them in costumes. So they're in like full panda costumes and stuff, like just like chilling in the audience. So I was really hoping that the US would do something like that. I don't know if you think that's possible.
I would like that because they're definitely pumping in, soundtracks as if there's a full house when there isn't. And it's awkward because you look at them. The judges do make gestures towards the audience that doesn't exist.
Well, I was actually going to say, I thought they did a really good job because after sort of the first shot of Nick Cannon, where you can sort of see the empty audience, I really couldn't tell because they had the laugh track and the clap track. Is that what's called? Clap track? Clap track.
I mean, it is now.
Clap track. Oh, that's so funny. I don't know why.
I'll make sure to bring you a clap track for the next podcast.
I don't think I want a clap track. That sounds, I don't know. Anyway. All right. So, yeah. So I couldn't tell because, like you said, they were gesturing towards the audience. And also, the judges are now like 6 feet apart. But because they did a lot of close shots, you kind of couldn't really tell. So I was actually really impressed with the way that they executed this. I thought that was super cool.
Yes. I will say, now that we've talked about the judges, because outside of Robin, the rest of them kind of look the same old, nothing's changed. And then Nick Cannon comes out as usual in like a, what I can only describe as like a comic book themed suit.
I liked how the guys, what are they called? The men in black that were escorting him. They all had one white glove. Just like, are we going for like a Michael Jackson thing? Like, what is happening
right
here? That was a choice as well.
Yeah. Is it an ode? I don't know. But yeah, it was like a weird like comic suit jacket kind of situation and turban, of course, because Nick Cannon. And then so I need you to repeat this three times as fast as you can. OK, so he said in one breath, welcome back to the Who Sung It celebrity singing sensation.
Who sung it?
The first word.
Wait, can you repeat it? I forgot it.
It's the Who Sung It celebrity singing sensation.
Who sung it celebrity singing sensation?
Yeah. So who sung it celebrity singing sensation?
No, I'm done. I'm one and done for me.
It was worth a shot. But this, so we're talking, speaking of Nick Cannon, I want to address this before we proceed into the silliness of the draft. Sophie asked, I know this question is a little more serious for the show as a whole, but can you and Liana address the decision from Fox to bring back Nick Cannon after his ignorant anti-Semitic comments a few months ago? Do you think it was a good idea? And if not, who would you want to replace him with as host, realistic or not? So, Nick Cannon, a handful of months ago at this point, on his podcast, I believe, made some very ignorant comments, anti-Semitic comments. And as a result, he lost his show. He lost his Viacom show, Wildin' Out. So he no longer has that. But then they kept him on with Fox. Fox chose to keep him. Since what I've seen, so I can only go off what I've seen on off of different sources, he has taken steps into working with organizations. He's genuinely shown that he's starting to educate himself, which I'm glad he's doing. He's apologized sincerely. So personally, I thought he should have been taken from the show when it happened. Now that we've been months removed and I'm seeing the stuff, I'm like, okay, he looks like he's making the effort in the right direction. It wasn't just lip service, which is nice. But also I've not been keeping as close of an eye as I probably should have on this topic.
Yeah. So, I mean, first of all, I'm a firm. I mean, obviously what he said is completely inappropriate and absolutely 100. Wrong. And I am a firm believer that there needs to be consequences for actions. And so while, yes, it, you know, immediately following, especially because Wildin' Out within like 24 hours responded and terminated their relationship with Nick Cannon, Fox, of course, said nothing. You know, I was disappointed in the Masked Singer. I was really hoping that they would take action. But I am also. Proud is not the right word, but like, yeah. It comforts me. I don't know, dude, whatever. I'm the person who made a Krylon paint reference at the top and I was trying to say Krayon, but whatever.
Now you added the letter L to it.
Well, I don't, like, it's kind of sing, super mass singer singing sensation. Anyway, I'm happy that Nick Cannon, or whatever the right word is, took action and wanted to learn. I don't know whether or not it was forced, whether he felt like coerced into doing it, but it seems relatively genuine. So I think it was, so he was connected with the Simon Wiesenthal Center, which is a well-known Holocaust museum and educational center. And he's like sincerely apologized. So look, this is where we are in the moment. I think that people can make ignorant comments. And hopefully learn from that. I think we're living in a world where we're constantly having to correct bad behavior. And we need to learn. We need to do better. We need to try to be kind to one another as human beings. And so I am disappointed initially with Fox, but again, I guess ultimately happy that he was able to get some education. So I'm hoping that that is genuine and not just a public apology for, you know, public's sake.
Absolutely. And if anyone's been keeping an eye on this whole situation closely and is seeing anything that contradicts what we've said or what we think, please share it with us online so that we can also see it and be up to date with what's been going on with this whole situation with Nick Cannon.
Encouraging. It's encouraging. That's the word that I think I was looking for.
Yes, not proud of. It's encouraging.
No. It's encouraging that he would want to do something like this. So
yes,
I think that's sort of where we stand on the subject.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And now we move into the discussion of the hour. The draft, a.k.a.
Wait, sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, I have one more thing. So I meant to mention this when we were talking about the audience, but the way that they're doing the voting, because this might be important,
is
a digital audience that votes. And from what I understand, it's still 50% the producers, 50% the audience. But essentially, you get to like Zoom call in and you see the performances. But I think that's it. Like, you don't get to see any of the judging. It's just that. So, yeah. And then that's how they'll be doing the voting, I think.
Yeah. So we saw someone brought this to our attention on Twitter, whose name definitely escapes me, that they were taking applications for this. So we sent a thing. I believe, Liana, you sent a thing. But I read online while we were waiting for a response, they require a lot from you to do this. Like, we're talking, you're signing away all your social media stuff to them, and they're going to monitor everything, and you're going to sign an NDA on a whole bunch of different situations. So we were like, yeah, we're not doing this because like we have a podcast, so that's not happening.
Can't be caged, baby.
Nope. You're not gonna silence my thoughts about the lips. That's not happening. But yeah, so it's definitely it's a discreet Zoom voting situation for the audience at the moment. And I just hope that we're not going to see the Zoom audience in the background similar to how they had it in After the Mask. I would like for that not to be the case, but we'll have to wait and see.
I don't think so. Just based on the way that this preview is edited, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I imagine not as well, most likely, but I wouldn't put anything past them. Okay, last call for anything non-cast assessment, non-draft.
Draft.
All right. Well.
Okay, me, I get to make the first pick. Can I make the first pick?
Okay, yeah, you go wherever you want.
Okay, here's what I'm going to pick. Okay, I'm going to pick with my very first pick in the draft, the seahorse.
Mm.
Does that shock you? Is that shocking?
Shocking.
Wait,
you know
should
what?
Should we list out what all the costumes? No, no one's gonna remember.
No, we're gonna
list
go
stuff on podcast. But it's like I forgot who everybody is.
We can put a link. We can put the link that we're looking at with all the costumes. I'll put it in the show notes so that it's posted so that people can see the list of costumes if they want to follow along.
I like that idea. So here is my logic for the seahorse. First of all, it's an extremely well-crafted and gorgeous costume. I think it's super pretty. I love all the colors. I love the little fins on it. I think the headpiece is exquisite. It looks... Okay, real. It looks real. It kind of looks real. I don't know. I've never looked at a seahorse that up and close before, so maybe it doesn't look real. But this thing is legit. And the other reason why I'm picking the seahorse is because the seahorse's clue was super generic. And I have the theory that they're willing to give more away about the celebrities that they think are worse singers and going to be gone more sooner. Rapidly. Yeah, exactly. Because her clue was living in the ocean can be dangerous. So it's always good to find a quiet place to hide. Like, what does that even mean? So that's why I'm going with the seahorse as my first pick in the draft.
Okay. Well, I'm not shocked that this was your pick because you have yoga pants very similar to the...
Oh my God, you're right.
Yeah, to the bottom half of this seahorse. So, and I was like, if you like the flamingo, you will love the seahorse because the seahorse is everything the flamingo should have been and wasn't. I agree. Great costume. I agree. The form, the body of the seahorse is more human-like. The head is kind of the unique bit of it. But it's vibrant. There's a lot of colors. I like everything I'm seeing. It intrigues me to see how this translates onto the main stage and what the voice of the seahorse is going to be. Because this is the amazing thing is we're drafting with zero like music knowledge of what these performers are going to be like. So literally I can see your voice. So the clue you brought up. Yeah. So living in the ocean can be quite dangerous. So it's always important to find a quiet place to hide. This is my interpretation of it. I have zero guesses. But I think that the seahorse is someone who is or was a personality that was in the public and has gone quiet since and has not really been around. Okay. So for example, someone like a Jessica Simpson who was on TV for a long, long time and has now kind of disappeared. So someone who was maybe more famous before now is not as famous. That's kind of where I'm going with this. I don't have a guess at all, but that's kind of the vibes I'm getting.
I feel like a lot of the celebrities, though, fit under that.
You're right. Like, it is vague. It is vague in that sense.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, oh, somebody who was sort of, you know, in the pool, in their industry, and then needed to sort of like get away for a bit. Like, I'm pretty sure the monster in OG season one had something very similar. Like, oh, I went to my cave or something to hide.
Yeah.
So, yes. Okay. I think that's a good point. I agree with you. I think that's probably what it means. And I'm happy that you brought up the comparison to the flamingo, because that's exactly what I thought when I saw the seahorse costumes. I was like, oh, this is our flamingo of the season. So rooting for you, seahorse.
We'll see how far you can go.
Oh my God, I'm going to dress just like the seahorse with my yoga pants.
Oh my God.
Wow.
So sad.
You're so alone.
You're so alone. Okay, my turn. I want to pick what I think is the coolest costume on the board. And this might shock you, but I needs to have it on my team, sight unseen. I'm picking the serpent.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, I'm cool with that. The serpent was definitely in my top tier.
The serpent's costume is phenomenal. I'm very shocked by this because I'm scared of snakes. You know this. I think the audience didn't know, but I'm terrified of snakes. So for me to pick the snake, it has to do a lot. I love the entire outfit. I love that, you know, they went all out on the snake skin, but also like the boots are a little Power Ranger-y, which I like. But the main stage piece on this costume is the animatronic tail in the back, the six prong tail, which like moves mechanically. Because I noticed that before they said it in the sneak peek, and I was like, wait, is that moving on its own? Yes. So cool. Love that. And they said that this has the biggest mouth, one of the biggest mouth they've ever put on a costume. So I'm hoping that means that whoever is doing the singing in this costume has big pipes and needs the space. Okay. The one clue they gave us for the snake, was one of the ones I found most interesting that you could maybe do the most with. That could go either way based on the theory. But the snake said, the serpent, sorry, I should not call it the snake. The serpent said, if you want to know how I instantly appeared, here's the prescription to my identity. And it was like a pill box with the numbers 31118. So 31118. So I immediately thought of this as the 31st of January, 2018. So I Googled that. And that was the last time we had like a supermoon. But then today, when I was re-looking at my notes before we did this, I was like, wait. So I could also interpret this as the 11th of March or the 3rd of November, 2018. So my ultimate saying is that this is a 2018 related person. Now, how? I don't know, but I am intrigued because this is one of the clues that I'm going to want to solve really badly.
Okay. So first of all, I'm proud of you. This is like your immersion therapy for picking the serpent, like, you know, to deal with your, yes, your fear of snakes. Although I will say I've never seen a snake that has six tentacles sticking out of its back.
Like, it's weird.
But regardless, it's super cool. This, you know, gives me a little bit of the white tiger-ish just in terms of the colors and stuff.
Yes.
I don't know, dude.
But the Egyptian theme.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Maybe just because it's a serpent. So why don't you ask me about it later?
Sorry about that. Very bad pun.
Anyway, but the robotic arms is like legit. My only concern would be is that it's very heavy. And so it would weigh down the person. But if this is someone like an athlete, for example, maybe it wouldn't necessarily be a problem, or someone who's just in very good shape. But regardless, I'm really excited to see the way that this looks on stage because the movement, I think, is really cool. I hope that it actually stands out and looks interesting on TV.
Yeah. Well, to you know, you said the seahorse got a vague clue so the seahorse could go far. I would say if you're giving one of your stars the first animatronic like tail, then you better not have it be someone who's going to flop and be out early. You want this on showcase from the jump. So let's hope that the serpent can run deep here.
Can slither deep.
slither its way to the end. Phrase? I don't know what slither deep is, but
we'll run with it.
Okay. So
my next
pick. You go
pick.
Next.
Yes. Yeah. So we're not doing a snake draft. No. We're not doing a serpent draft. Get it? So I'm just going to go ahead and make the next pick. And I am picking the costume that I think is so incredibly cute. It looks like Baby Groot. If Baby Groot were a mushroom. That's right. I am picking the mushroom.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So I have heard the one comment I've heard from you before we've done this was how much you like this costume. Can you explain the mushroom and how it looks?
It's so weird. Some of them are costumes that I think we would have maybe seen before. I feel like the giraffe is sort of similar to like the leopard, right? But this one, it's a mushroom, first of all. And it's got these big old eyes. It kind of looks like bug eyes. And then it's got this teeny tiny little mouth. And it's really adorable. And it reminds me of the forest. And it makes me want to go like hang out in the forest, maybe do some mushrooms. And it's just really cute.
So your entire reasoning was tiny mouth, looks like Groot, reminds me of the forest, and makes you want to take shrooms.
I might want to hallucinate while looking at this little guy. I just feel like, well, actually, you know what? There's ones that have better patterns. I think that would be fun to stare at. But anyway, regardless, really adorable. Love it. I think also the clue of so the clue for this one was, if you want to know who's behind my mask, you'll need to figure out who's under my hats, yes. Which is, and then it's like a mushroom wearing a bunch of different hats. I feel like that's sort of a clue similar to the fox from season two. Yes, season two. And that was the, oh, I've had to do all of these different things throughout my career. And so I think we're going to have somebody who's pretty well-rounded, and hopefully that includes singing and performing. And I have high hopes for the little mushroom.
Yes. So first, costumically speaking, I feel like this is more E.T. than Groot.
Although
I see, yeah, base stature is Groot. This is E.T. in the face. So
No, E.T.'s, yeah, you're right. I'm looking at a picture, but this is, its eyes are bigger and its mouth is closer to its nose, which makes it cute.
I mean, cute is subjective. I think that
cute. No,
the mushroom's a fun guy and also fugly, in my opinion.
I already made that joke yesterday.
Where?
In my head.
Okay. Well, you didn't bring it out. I think that the mushroom could go far, maybe. I'm not a fan of the brown gardening gloves that it's wearing. That's a no-no for me.
What color gloves would you have it wear?
Colored gloves that match the costume for sure, but they look and feel like they're gardening gloves, which I don't like. Like, make it seem like it's a part of the mushroom, not that the mushroom is wearing gloves that other people wear to harvest mushrooms. I feel like that's weird.
You're so nitpicky.
I am. You liked the tiny mouse.
It's okay. So cute. And then it's got a little squirrel at its base, which is really adorable. The only thing I'm concerned about is that the bottom piece is like this skirt, but it looks very solid. So I don't know how much movement the mushroom could have around the stage, right. Although there's another costume I'm more concerned about that with. So that's really my only negative I have to say about Tiny Mouth Mushroom.
Yeah, I don't think it's like the Christmas tree or the tree where like it's free flowing bottoms. I feel like this is going to be more solid, but we'll have to see it in action to know. I do think the clue of, you know, you'll need to figure out who is
free flowing bottoms.
like mimosas at brunch, not like any other thing you're thinking of, Miss Boris.
Like, sorry, a flapper Dr. costume. Boris. That's right. Yes. It's a doctor to you.
Okay, relax.
I'm so tired.
I think that the you'll need to figure out who is under my hats is either exactly what you said, like the jack of all spades type of clues, or it is an athlete.
Jack of all trades, not jack of all spades. What am I'm also tired.
I also had a
you?
Busy day, okay?
Okay.
I scienced. Yeah.
Sure.
Jack of all. I, you can say both, right? You can say trade and spades.
No, I don't think you say jack of all spades. Unless you're talking about cards. Like the jack of spades. But I don't think that the jack of spades is like known for doing lots of different things. It's jack of all trades, but master of none is like the full saying. Like, not jack of all spades.
Yeah, no, I know jack of all trades is the saying. I was just hoping that maybe I slipped, but it still had the similar meaning. It does not. It's the name of a party equipment rental place. So
yeah, baby.
In Canada, no less. Whatever. Okay. I do think it's either the thing you said about like someone who's multi-talented, multifaceted, or it's someone who, you know, has played for a bunch of different teams and like was a member of different teams.
Oh, like with different athlete. Helmets, for example.
Right. Or hats or gear or however. Just basically, yeah, someone who's been like on different. So like even if it's someone who's been on like different networks as part of different things. So it's, again, this is a little bit of a vague clue, but I'm more likely to lean with your initial statement of it's someone who's more of a jack of all trades.
Mushroom of all forests.
All right. Well, we're going to fun get out of here and talk about the next person. Which is my pick. So I get my pick. I get to go wherever I want to go. The serpent was the easy one for me. I got to look at these costumes a little bit more to make the next decision.
Well, I can't be trifled with truffles.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to make puns. Oh my gosh, I'm not going to lie. Coming back to the Masked Singer and having all the terrible puns was so amazing. I was like, oh my gosh, I miss this so much. There were just like the giraffe, for example, it's getting giraffed in.
They really went all out on these, like big time.
Oh my gosh. Just for the broccoli, floret about it. I can't even say it. Oh, so good.
I'm actually looking at this, and to be honest, there's a lot of them that I like, but I'm going to go with, now I'm going to try and snipe one of your next ones. Is okay. What I'm doing. I'm going to go with the jellyfish.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yes.
Yeah. So the jellyfish was a very interesting costume to me. This is a costume that I shouldn't like. Like, I hate the beaded curtain style, like green stuff, which I know jellyfish have. I don't know what you call it, but like
tentacles.
Are those the tentacles? There you go. Yeah. Then the tentacles. Yes. They look cheap, but the rest of the costume looks phenomenal. It's kind of like the Riddler, like mixed in with Poison Ivy, mixed in with like a dancer at a rave, like a neon rave. So I like all of that. The jellyfish has a 3-inch platforms, platform heel. So digging that. That's pretty cool to me. So all of that, I'm intrigued, which also, it makes me believe that this is someone who can walk around in platforms. And I feel like if you're able to do that, 3-inch platforms, and you're able to perform in them, you're going to be a superstar. So I think that this is a good pick from me, if I do say so myself. And the clue we got from the jellyfish was, brr, even though I'm cold blooded, I have a warm and glowing flow with H2O. So with that being said, I think that this is someone who is involved in some sort of maybe Winter Olympics. Maybe it's some kind of an athlete, potentially. Or it's, wait, are you laughing at me?
No, I think it's No, I just think that's interesting because I think it's a rapper.
I mean, warm and glow. Flow is a good one for rapper.
Yeah, but, see?
It's possible. It's possible. But I think it's someone who like is known for like, being
flowing.
No, I think rapper is actually better than what I was thinking, to be honest, for that clue. I'm just bothered that I didn't think of it first.
Well, that's why I was shocked, because you're the one who's a fan of rap, and I occasionally
But it's like, I don't want to look at the word flow and be like, that's a rapper. Like, there's another person in here that I think is a rapper. It was not jellyfish.
Yeah.
But so okay. I did pull this from an article. So do you want to hear what the accolades of these performers are collectively? So,
okay.
According to Fox, the season 4 celebrity contestants combined have sold more than 281 million records worldwide. They've appeared in more than 5,475 episodes of TV and 151 films. They've appeared in 5 Super Bowls, have 4 stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and one-time 100 most influential persons. Okay.
All right. Got to like write that down and keep track of it. The judging based on the fact that they said 5 Super Bowl appearances makes me feel like they went back to only counting if you played in the Super Bowl. I am hoping.
What did they say last time that makes you think otherwise?
It was like 12 or something like that. And we were like convinced that there were athletes in that season. It's got to be athletes.
Right. Well,
it's gotta
this
be
could
athletes.
Be like, yeah, this could be one athlete that's been in 5 Super Bowls, or sorry, 4 Super Bowls, 3 Super Bowls, something like that.
Yeah, sure. 11 Super Bowl appearances, and there were 18 contestants last season. We have 16 contestants and 5. That gives me hope. Or, yeah. I don't know, yeah, maybe it's more TV people, because did you say 5,000 episodes of TV?
5,500 episodes of
TV. Dude, that's a lot of TV.
It's a lot. The other 3 accolades that I hadn't gone to, 46 Grammy noms, 23 platinum records, 10 Hall of Famers, and 1 Olympic gold medalist.
Ooh.
Yes.
Wait, so you think the jellyfish could be the Olympic gold medalist?
No, the jellyfish is my second most likely for an Olympian. There's person that I think is more likely to be an Olympian, and it's not the jellyfish. The athlete part was a bit of a reach for me from the jellyfish, but I like the jellyfish and I think I made a good pick. Now tell me why I'm right or wrong.
No, I like this pick. It looks like a jellyfish went to Hot Topic and came out with this outfit.
That doesn't sound like a compliment.
Well, look, I shopped at Hot Topic when I was in middle school and probably high school. So don't hate, don't hate. The face is a little kind of weird looking for me. Mm-hmm. Like it looks a little smushed somehow. Mm-hmm. But regardless, I still really like the outfit. I love the platform shoes. They're so cool. This is such a cool costume. I love that it's neon. And that head thing must be really, really heavy. So that's my only concern for her as a performer, because the actual costume itself is really sleek and simple. So hopefully that will allow her to perform well, you know, of course, apart from the boots, but it's like leggings and then just like a jacket, but the head looks giant. So I'm hoping that that won't be a hindrance to her. And I agree. I mean, it's also kind of a very generic clue. So I think this is somebody who's going to be going deep. And I'm the only reason I'm mad at the pick is because you took her from me.
Aw, really?
Yeah.
Sniped. Nice. Thank you.
Okay. Well, all right.
Do you have any guesses?
No, I have no guesses. Okay. I think it is someone, though, who is musically inclined, though, whether it be raptress or otherwise.
I'll keep my ears peeled on the first Jellyfish performance, and I'll let you know.
Okay. Well, it's going to be a stinger, so just you watch out.
All right. Well,
nailed it. All right.
I'm very tentacled by that.
Can I make my pick now?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna pick the giraffe.
Oh, okay. Phew, why?
You did because it reminds me of Toys R Us, for one. And it also kind of reminds me of like the knockoff version of Seal's costume.
No, don't you dare.
Yeah, because it's like a period outfit on an animal. The giraffe has its tongue out for some reason. It looks like a giraffe version of Benjamin Franklin. And I don't know. There's just something. I'm just drawn to it for some reason. I can't explain why, but I'm picking the giraffe.
Okay. The giraffe would have been like in my bottom like four. So this is more like the kangaroo. Because of the head being a little bit higher up than the rest of the body or rest of the person.
A bad pick.
And then also it's more of the costume of the fox mixed with the kangaroo. Because
you
the fox kind of had
fox? No, the fox was steampunk.
Yeah, but the fox kind of had like a vesty thing and like the fancy shoes and stuff. So
no, this is like colonialism.
But listen, you're talking about era, I'm talking about style.
Okay,
so.
Sure.
Yeah, I will not accept leopard disrespect here, even though you are advocating for the giraffe because you like the giraffe.
Yeah, no, I picked it third.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's like they slapped on a snazzy outfit onto a, you know, basic giraffe is my problem with it.
I just like its wig because it's already super tall, right? Like it's already a giraffe and they plopped this little white wig up on top just to give it a little bit more height. Oh my gosh, I hope it doesn't fall over. I don't know. I still, you know what? I get out the way. Maybe it would have been in your bottom tier, but it's my top tier, baby. I love this guy.
Well, the clue for the giraffe is I share something in common with a powerful giant. Does that give you any inclinations?
Also vague, right? Powerful giant. Could be Andre the Giant. Could be someone ironically named Giant. It could also just be a giant in their field. This could be
any field.
Yes, exactly. The Elon Musks of the world, perhaps the giraffe shares something in common with, or perhaps the Beyoncés. We really don't know, right? It's just a giant, I think, in the field is my assumption. Not literally a giant, but also the giraffe is very tall and has a wig.
Yeah. So like if this is kind of what I think is going to happen. Okay. So whatever the giant ends up being, it's going to rhyme with the person's name. That's my guess. So for example, if the giant was, you know, supermarket giant, superstore giant, it would be Walmart. Then that rhymes with Paul Blart and it would be Kevin James. That's how I think it's going to go for this. That's just my prediction for how we're going to get to the giraffe.
All right. Well, no offense to Kevin James, but the giraffe's body type is slightly more slender.
No, 100%. 100%.
Okay.
It would be fitting if you picked Kevin James because I know you're a big fan of Kevin Can Wait.
Love him. Love that show.
I've seen the DVDs, Leon. You don't need to hide it from me.
You know me. All right. Who are you going to pick?
Who am I going to pick? I'm actually happy because I started feeling regret after my jellyfish pick that you were going to take this person from me. And now I'm going to pick them. Okay. I'm going to go with the ugliest hat of the bunch, but also has a lot to offer. I'm going to go with the crocodile here.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes. Yeah.
So here's my main reason for getting the crocodile. The crocodile is featured on the main advertisement for the season, is the main highlighted costume. So to me, I'm like, hey, that might be a good sign that you're going to be good and we need to keep our eyes on you. But also, if I'm not looking at that, Liana, I think the crocodile has my favorite face slash mask, and the hands are awesome because they're very, very accurate. Again, crocodiles kind of freak me out. So if I saw one in person, I'd kind of be like terrified. But this is a cool crocodile and it's rocking the all pink. And this is kind of like the, you know, the boa feather robe thing looks better. Looks like what the flamingo should have been and wasn't. I don't think this looks cheap by any means. I like it. I like that it has a bow. I hate the bowler's hat, but I'm more of a anti-bowler hat as a normal anyways. So this is mostly an aesthetic pick with like a, maybe I'm being a little cheeky with the reading too much into the marketing department. And then, yeah, go ahead.
Well, it's got a big old bow tie, which is cool. I do like the choice of a bowler hat because it's totally weird. I will say, though, the crushed velvet is giving me a little bit like bad pimp Halloween costume kind of vibes. So that's like not really my jam. But I agree with you. The head and the hands look really, really cool.
Yeah.
This was not necessarily in my top tier, but I'm not mad at the pick.
Okay. And then the clue they gave
I like that I'm saying I'm not mad at the pick. Like, I have any context of the, like, oh, who knows?
Who knows?
The worst person out there.
Literally. And this has happened between you and I when we've done drafts for, like, any other. Like, we did a draft for, like, I think one of the South African seasons. And the last player that ended up in our draft was the winner. So yeah. I wouldn't be shocked if come finale night, the last pick ends up being in the final three. Who knows? Mm-hmm. The clue for the crocodile was a special set of keys reversed my game forever. Tic-tac-whoa.
Tic-tac-whoa. Maybe it's the person who invented the whoa dance.
That was one of my first thoughts. I think this could be someone of TikTok fame.
Ooh, okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, because
a special set of keys. What do you think that means?
I mean, when I saw, so the whole tic-tac-whoa was weird for me because the background was all tic-tac-toe and then we're using tic-tac-whoa. I immediately thought of the whoa, but I was like, why is that here? And I immediately thought of the dance, right? So then I was like, tic-tac-dance, tic-tac-dance. That all came together. And then if you look at that and then you look at special set of keys.
Wait. Special set of key. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Keep going.
Maybe like singing in key. So maybe it's like a, you know, music, dance combination. I don't know. This is very, again, I'm reading too much into this clue, I think.
Okay, well, I was thinking a special set of keys, like piano keys.
Okay.
And so it's like, oh, somebody was gifted as a child a piano or a keyboard. And then I don't know what the tic-tac-whoa thing means. But that could be the option. This is a clue that I'm super fascinated by. And once we know who the person is, like, it'll be fun to go back and sort of put that piece together. But yeah, good pick here. Good pick here.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah. Why don't we croc-a-dilly-dally over to your next pick?
All right. Well, this is going to be quite the hoot because I am going to go with the first duo costume. That's right.
Ever.
We have two people competing as one when two become one. The snow owls, plural. So these are two snow owls, potentially a male and a female duo, just based on the way the crowns look, and also just sort of trying to go based on the voice modulation, but I'm not sure here. And that's what I'm going to go with my next pick, because one, I think the fact that they did a duo is something really cool. Do I think the snow owl would ultimately win? No, but I feel like they would want to keep the duo around for like a decent chunk of the season. Like, they must be good enough. You know what? Like, you, because otherwise they're like a successful duo on their own without singing, which I feel like they're, that's more rare, right? Like, you can have an athlete that is famous for being an athlete and have them come sing. Like, is there a duo that's famous for being a duo that then would come sing? I feel like singing duos are much more common, right?
Yes, I would say so.
Like, when would you have a pair in some other field other than really performing of some sort?
Well, Key and Peele are a pair. You know, Colin Mochrie and Ryan Stiles are kind of a pair.
Yeah, but they're still in the performing industry, right? So, you know, I've heard enough drinking songs to know that, well, no, Ryan is not a good singer, but regardless, I think that these are singers. Mm-hmm. They could be, I don't know, they could be partners, they could be siblings, but I really think that they're singers, and I'm excited for the first duo costume.
Yeah, I think I really like this costume in the sense that it intrigues me. The fact that it's, you know, the body's mobile and they're most likely going to be staying in it. There's no indication that they're going to be coming out of this costume at any point because it has wheels.
Okay, yes. So this is my one frustration with the costume. So like you pointed out, it's got wheels, right? So there's like bike handles. We learned this from the preview episode.
Yes.
You can control and move the thing around, but you can really only see the actual owls from like the chest up.
Yeah.
Which I don't know why they necessarily needed to be contained together. I was hoping that the egg would break open and they would be able to like come out and sing separately on different sides of the stage. Instead, like, are they even wearing pants?
I mean, it feels like this is the most Zoom call costume ever because they don't need to if they don't have to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I don't know. There could be some camera angles that get down on in there.
Oh, my God. Why? For who? Who's like, Nick Cannon's in the audience sitting next to nobody. Check out the owl cam. And then they like pan out to the owl camera inside the costume.
Well, no, I didn't mean on purpose, just by accident. Right. But their crowns are super pretty. I like snow owls as a concept. So I like this.
Yeah. No, I'm very intrigued. This is the first time they've done anything like this. And I'm what I will say that I love about the Masked Singer is that they definitely have been trying to improve different facets of the show every season. They're adding this, they're tinkering with that. It's not the same formula every season, which I really appreciate. And this is just another, you know, bit of pioneering for me. I do think that maybe the fact that they're stuck in a costume, which we're still not confirmed on, but if they are stuck in the costume, it's more fair than if you have two people going on two sides to like amp two different sides of the crowd. But it does make it awkward depending on what the songs are, if they're like standing next to each other awkwardly as opposed to like theatrically coming towards each other and like taking a couple steps back. As far as who this could be, so the clue was you can try and figure out who we are, but as far as who is more talented, it's a tie. So my focus is on the word talented and on the word tie. Immediately, Liana, I'm thinking this is like performers who were on a Got Talent show, either America's Got Talent, Britain's Got Talent, something like that. Okay. Or like they were on there together or joint winners of a show somewhere. I haven't done my Googling to figure out if there's anything of the sort, but like if there was two singers that were on a show that ended up being declared joint winners, or there was a tie and then someone had to break the tie to get one of them through, something like that is what I could see.
What if it's a tie like a bow tie?
This isn't the crocodile we're talking about anymore, though.
True. The visual clue was a wooden barn in the countryside, which I thought was odd. I didn't know if that was a
barn
like a
owl.
Snow. Yeah, well, that's why I didn't know. But they're snow owls. They're not barn owls. They're snow owls.
You're talking about the people who put a clue of, hey, this bat is because this person ate a bat.
Yeah, that's true. That's entirely possible.
Yeah.
Look, the other thing I am concerned about now that I'm actually thinking about this pick more and like talking about the performing element of it is the razzle dazzle, baby. Like, that's such a critical part of performing. And if they're caged within this egg thing, within the giant Fabergé egg, you know, they're not going to be able to necessarily bring that element to it. Like, can you imagine they'd like wheel themselves over to different parts of the stage? Think about when the rhino tried to get down to hold the hand of the audience member every single performance. Snow owls can't do that.
No. Snow owls can. That's the thing is that, they're gonna stay stationary because you literally have to do like two actions to cause a movement while you're singing, which is to me a big burden. a big burden, because also, yeah, also, like, if the left owl decides to lift it and start moving and the right owl hasn't realized that's happening because the right owl is stuck in the moment, there could be, this can be a big calamity waiting to happen. And also, because it's the first time it's happening, I wouldn't be surprised if it's more of a gimmick and they're like, ooh, look at what we did. And then that could be troublesome.
You're right. They're going to wheel themselves off stage also, trying to like get get to the back.
Yeah. If you don't think there's going to be a cutscene where Nick Cannon is pushing them off the stage, like, oh, let me give you a startup. That's definitely happening as well. Or a bump. I don't know what it's called. But okay. So my next pick is, and I have some questions after this one because we would be at the halfway mark. But my next pick before we get there, and I've been looking at these, Liana, like very carefully. And I can't decide where I really, really want to go. But I might have to do it. I might have to do it because it's one of the ones that I think you would end up wanting.
Uh-oh. Okay. Okay.
And for that reason, and that reason only, I am going to go with the Gremlin.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, damn. So the Gremlin kind of looks like a Furby to me. And that's
it looks
fun.
Like a Gremlin. What are you talking about?
No, it looks like a purple Furby. But like a Furby.
It looks more like a Gremlin. That's why it's called a Gremlin. I mean, yes, I agree with you. It's got like Furby elements to it.
Wait,
but
can
it's
I change my
Gremlin.
Pick?
No, you can't change your pick.
Okay, this was a horrible pick, but whatever.
No, you have to pick Jazz Hands Gremlin.
So, okay, Gremlin is probably one of the more simplistic costumes to me. It's kind of like got like the Teletubby belly where it's white and the rest of it is covered in like a shag rug type substance. And then it's got like party hat cone head, and then the eyes are kind of bulging, but then the mouth looks like it's kind of drooling, which is weird. I don't like the purple gloves all that much. I don't know why I picked this. This was a horrible mistake. I was like, I'm talking too much and I need to pick, and I settled on a horrible one. But the clue of I can thrive when the temperature is a cool 66.5 degrees, that clue, again, one of the ones that I'm really intrigued about and I'm very excited to check out.
Right, because this one is specific. It gives us a specific number of 66.5 degrees. So we don't know exactly, or at least I don't know what that means in this moment, but I love the fact that it is specific. So you can start thinking about like, oh, like 98 degrees. Oh, no, that's the wrong degrees. Like, do you have to do some math? Does 66.5, does that mean something? It's not actually a temperature, right? Like, it's a number that refers to something else, which I think is really fun. I think that's cool. So I get it from the clue perspective. I think the costume, it's got big eyes. I love that. So it's kind of cute. The hands are terrifying because it's like this big old fluffy costume. And then all of a sudden these tiny little purple silk hands just like protruding from the big fluffy arms. It just it looks like a creepy creature in Times Square that would try to hug me and I would run away from it. That's what it looks like.
Yeah. Yeah. It's also like if Grimace from the McDonald's fame ended up becoming like a cuddly but also creepy character.
It is very Grimace-esque. Yes, I can say. Is that just because it's purple and fuzzy potentially? I don't know.
Yeah, it's like if Grimace and Barney the dinosaur and a bunch of gremlins and Furby all became villains and then created one super gremlin.
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, 100% it's because they're all purple. I don't think... Oh, and maybe the purple Teletubby as well. Is that Tinky Winky? Probably throw Tinky Winky in there for good measure. Yeah. What a horrible pick. Anyways, before we get to the next segment, we're going to take a quick break and get a message in from some sponsors.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms
and conditions. 18 plus. And we are back, like season four of The Masked Singer, which is going to be on Wednesday, September 23rd, 8/7 Central. Okay. So, Liana, like I said, before we proceed, we're at the halfway mark at this point. I have a couple questions for you.
Okay.
If you will entertain me.
Okay? I will.
Oh, how nice of you.
You're welcome.
So, mainly, the question I have for you is a question that the someone asked Nick Cannon to ask the audience, the judges, which was, what costume would you be? Now, I feel like we've talked about this before and we've never really had a concrete one. Now, we're a year, you know, a season has passed. We're a season older, a season wiser. What costume would you be if you were on this season?
Yeah, we've definitely talked about this before. I really don't remember my answer. I might have picked like a big cat or a
bird. Pick what you want now,
of some sort. No. I understand. I am setting up my answer.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I would have picked when we saw, I don't want to say more classic costumes from The Masked Singer. Mm-hmm. But I think now we've really seen the possibility of the costumes, the things like the whatchamacallit. We see the gremlin. Like, I never would have thought we would have a gremlin or a mushroom or anything like that. So it really wants to make me expand out what I would want to be. I think I would want to be something. I still want to be a freaking animal, dude. I wanted to like pick a fun food or something like that. Oh, my God. I could be Thai food. I love Thai food. Oh my God. Can I be a crab rangoon?
Oh my, you stole my answer.
Oh, did I really? We can be the crab rangoons and we can be the second duo costume on the show.
No, two crab rangoons next to each other will get censored on TV. So we can't do that.
No, it would be cute. And we can have a little, like, you know, sweet and sour sauce kind of thing that we have on stage.
So you can be crab rangoon. And then I would have to change mine on the fly because did I think that you were going to zero in on the same guess as me or same pick as me? No. But like, why can't I be, you know, the fried chicken? Why can't I be that? That would be awesome. Or like I come in and I'm like a bucket, but like the bucket is just the head. And like, it's like, I'm a drumstick. I'm like a fried chicken drumstick, but then I have like a bucket head. Kind of like the Colonel Sanders bucket.
I think we're just hungry. Oh, you know what I might be? I could be like a bacteria or something like that. Because that would be really like colorful and fun and cool. I think that's really what I'm looking for. I'm looking for color. Look, I picked the seahorse first, right? I love me some color. I love me some fun textures, something like that. But, you know, they could really go all out. Like, these costumes are elaborate.
I would also not mind being like the flask. Like I'm like a flask. Because like, it's like, ooh, what's in the flask? I don't know, but who is the flask? I also don't know. It's a mystery. It could be either or. So.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
But then you don't have much movement, right? Because you would be this sort of just like big rectangular shape.
No, I'd have movement.
Oh, okay.
Good. Yeah. I hit him with the razzle dazzle.
Glad and we like, sorted that out.
I think like then the punniness will also be expanded because there's so many different things you can put in the flask. So I can get away with so many puns.
Because I guess you could just make a bunch of alcohol puns, right? So
alcohol puns, or like it can be like a flask of water, a flask of coffee, it could be anything.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Depending on the person. Okay. So that was a question that we got out of the way.
Can you think of one alcohol related pun right now?
Yeah.
That would go for your flask?
Yeah. I was about to whiskey away from this conversation and take you to the draft, but you didn't let me. It's fine though, because I think we can find rum in this conversation for a little more punnery. And if it's really bad and it's really bitter, then I would call this a bit of a gin.
Manhattan.
What? Can we just hopst to the next topic? Can we do that?
I'm peeved, eh? IPA.
Oh my, no, not like IPA. You can just get away with that.
Oh.
When it comes to puns, you don't know Jack Daniels about it, okay?
I'm so tired.
All right, well, let's just smirn off to the next topic as we were. So we're in the draft. That's where we were. There's eight creatures or characters or contestants left. Who would you like to talk about / pick next?
Okay, I'm going with the squiggly monster.
Okay, that's fine by me.
I'm picking the squiggly monster because it's terrifying, and I was inspired by you confronting your fears and picking the serpent. I'm going to pick the squiggly monster. It's got what appear to be six hands total. It's got a top hat. It's got, are those eyes on its shoulders?
So let's see. Let me tell you.
Because otherwise it's got seven eyes, and five of which are on sort of where typical eyes are, and then the other two are sort of nipple eyes. But no. Like off to the side, it's colorful. Yes. It's terrifying.
Yes.
But I think I might, yes, but I think I could end up liking this.
This is a very Liana pick, honestly, because
how
this is
dare
like,
you?
So one of our, listeners did leave a descriptive comment somewhere that I believe I pulled. So I want to make sure I read that out because it definitely encapsulated everything I thought. Oh, yeah, there we go. No, that's for the whatchamacallit. Never mind. We'll get there when we get there. And I definitely was looking at the whatchamacallit while you were describing this. So that's stupid of me. But why are they both here? One of them should be here. It's too much. I'm sorry. That was my bad. Yes. Okay. So the squiggly monster has eight arms, two legs, seven eyes, and a head full of mop-like hair.
It's got eight arms?
Yes, at
Where's
least
the other
eight
set
arms.
Of arms.
So there's two arms on the sides, two arms on the top of the head, like coming mm-hmm. out of the hair, and then the two legs.
Oh, like it's got eight appendages.
Yes.
Six arms and two legs.
Yes.
Oh,
oh no,
gotcha.
Sorry. It's the thing I'm reading says eight arms. I don't know where they're seeing the other two arms. I'm seeing six arms in this photo myself.
Okay, well, I think it was interesting that the clue was also related to, I mean, you know, most of them are, but the clue was something like, oh, it's very fitting that I have so many appendages. After all, I'm known for having lots of hands to latch on to.
Yes.
Which I thought was a really interestingly worded clue because I'm having so many hands to latch onto. What does that mean? Does that mean that it's a football player that, you know, has to catch the ball? Does it mean that it's hands like they're, you know, a philanthropist and they offer a lot of helping hands to people? I don't know what it means. I'm intrigued.
So they're latching onto hands. I feel like the football thing is pretty good. I could see this being a QB who like,
no,
you know,
it's a wide receiver.
Why would it be a wide receiver?
Because they have to catch the ball.
No, but doesn't the QB have to, like, get the hand off?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, so it could be, it's a football, it could be a football player. Let's say that.
It's a long
I mean, I'm
snapper.
Not going to pretend like I know enough about football to conversate beyond QB. Because yeah. I know that's short for quarterback. Look at
I also, I like that it said 2020 has got to be my year. Which, buddy, come on. 2020 has been no
nobody.
One's year.
Nobody. No one is thriving. Okay? No one.
Maybe Squiggly Monster is thriving.
Do you think the Squiggly Monster, when the Squiggly Monster doesn't wear the top hat, he's nice, but when he wears the top hat, he's villainous?
Okay, we're not doing any Big Brother references. This is not Judas over here. It does look like if a child were to draw a creature of some sort. Like, this is very child creativity-esque, and I appreciate that as well.
It looks like if someone added two pink pipe cleaners to six black and white pipe cleaners, and then like it's kind of like I think of the creation of Forky when I'm looking at this.
It's got the Forky eyes for sure.
Yeah.
Because they're all different sizes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, I don't have much else about like what the clue could mean. Because I do think it's either someone who helps a lot of people or who is connected to a lot of people. So mm-hmm. That's, again, very vague. So we could see the squiggly monster make a run here, potentially.
We shall see. All right, who are you picking?
Who am I picking is a great question. I definitely felt regret in the last one, so I definitely need to redeem myself here, honestly, because I think the pickings are starting to get a little slim, but also that means nothing, because literally it could be anything, okay? I feel like I need to take one of the weird ones away from you. So I'm going to pick the whatchamacallit.
Okay, that is completely fine by me. This thing is terrifying. It looks like it's just covered in like cheap polyester hair. It's got one weird eye. It looks like a hairy version of those popsicles that are red, white, and blue. This thing terrifies me.
Yeah. So our Tova commented and said, so when they were pitching masks this season, was the thought process behind whatchamacallit, what if Cousin It fell into vats of blue and red hair dye? Because that's the vibe I'm getting. This is like, you know, I think this one, maybe Sia was consulted in the making of it just because of the iconic Sia wig that I'm thinking of.
I think I need to see this on stage. I think this picture is maybe just like not doing it justice. I think I want to see it under the lights when it's performing. I want to see the way it moves, because this is the type of costume that benefits from movement, right? Because you get to see all of the hair strands like flow.
Yes.
Hopefully that's my hope for this.
My other reasoning for picking this is, again, you are not going to have a whatchamacallit on the season if it's not going to be a very good costume, very good person. I feel like, you know, the thingamajig was a front runner for me, mm-hmm. and for everybody from like the first episode. So from that, using that same deductive reasoning, I feel like the whatchamacallit should be in for the long haul. But also I needed a little bit of rando in my team as well. And I hate this costume. I'll just say that I do not like this costume at all. The weird racer gloves bug me. And then the wigs and the hair, like, I guess I see a pattern, but also I don't want to see a pattern. It's like if Sully from Monster had a glow down, not a glow up. So, yeah, this is an okay for me, but I feel good. I feel like you can't be this weird and not stand to make a deep run in the competition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The clue was, my career had a magical start, and they showed us a card that was on fire.
Oh, yes. This is who I think is a magician.
Oh, Liana, please.
I thought like five or six different people could be magicians based on just this very first preview episode. But I believe if I had to pick one, it would definitely be the whatchamacallit. I know that it seems so obvious to say my career had a magical start with an ace of hearts on fire. He's a jack of all aces. But I just really think this is like one of the obvious clues to me. This is like, this is someone who's going first episode. This is someone who's going second episode. That's what it's screaming to me. Now, that being said, the peacock from the very first season, we were also, or at least I was convinced, was a magician. You know, obviously not necessarily, although, you know, was involved with some magician kind of things. Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm thinking. Magician, whatchamacallit, lock it in.
I think this could be, if I'm going to throw a guess out there, I think this could be Neil Patrick Harris. That's my random guess.
What?
Yeah.
That's super random. And do you have anything to base that off of?
He is someone who's known to be a magic enthusiast, but also his magical start, you know, he was Doogie Howser. That's a start, you know, as a kid getting to start on TV. It's a bit of a magic. Yeah. Okay. Well, what did I say?
I don't know. I wasn't listening.
What? Okay. But yeah, I think it could be him because of the because it's enough that, I think this is someone who can go far. So I'm choosing not to think that it's a direct one for one. So I think it's like a drive-by clue, like a Ricochet clue. And if it's Ricochet, it's someone who's vaguely related to magic, but not all that much. That's why I would go with Neil Patrick Harris. But again, I have to reiterate this. This is not my final guess, because that would be ridiculous. Mm.
I believe our friends over on the New Girl Old Guy podcast did talk about how close-up magic is in, apparently. It's very popular. So, you know, who knows? Like, this could be somebody famous. This could be somebody who is quite the performer.
I think it will be. I think you're going to be wrong that this person's going out first or second.
Okay, David Blaine. Although right. I guess he was like up, because David Blaine did that stunt with the balloons. Was that before? Was that after the Masked Singer filming? Maybe he got eliminated and he was like, all right, screw this. I'm going up in balloons.
I had a theory that I knew someone on here because, you know, they vanished for a little bit for like a month. But I don't know if there was a bubble for this. I don't know how long this filming took. I did not look that stuff up, so I have no idea.
It filmed really quickly. I think like in 2 weeks or something like that. They were doing like back-to-back shows, at least based on the digital audience, because you could see when the digital shows were going to be. So assuming that it was live at least, or not live, but like, oh, taped like the day before that. Or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then like plugged right in because they would need to know who's like going on. I don't know. Maybe it was live. Well, whatever. I don't know. Not important. Okay. For my next pick in the draft, I'm going with someone who I don't know how long they're going to be there because I think their clue is very obvious, but the costume is super pretty to me. So I'm going with the Sun.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
Also, I just want to say I drafted the Sun on my team, which is a really fun thing to say.
It reminds me of the Parks and Rec episode with the Model UN when April's the moon.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I'll declare war. And I won't try to get all of the tigers. Or what was it? Lions?
Lions.
Andy traded everything for you. Yeah. All right. So I'm going with the Sun. And I think this costume is really pretty. It does remind me of the lion from season one. It's got that same very gold royalty aesthetic. I kind of like that the mask is like upside down. That's sort of cool. The one thing I don't like is the circle in the back because it's not particularly stiff, moves around a lot and got off center in the promo. And it was really bothering me. It's like I just wanted to center her like in the circle. But that being said, the fact that we have a costume that is literally the Sun is so cool. It's pretty. I had to pick it.
So I have the article I have open that's got all these pictures, it says, according to a video announcing the costume, the Sun has set quite a few records. So I don't think you're wrong on that. This could be someone who could be going out early, especially it might be one of the big, like they've got accolades. Let's put them on here. I do think the costume's pretty, but the reason it didn't really like spark any interest for me is that it kind of is like the lion, but with a new face.
Yeah, and but how did it not spark interest? It's the Sun. It's literally the Sun.
Oh, is that what that means? So funny.
I gotta take my things when I can get up.
Oh, Liana. The Sun is interesting, right? Because I think that this is a costume that if you did put in the work on. I personally don't like the upside down mask. It just feels like it's not the correct way to have the mask on. And I also did not like what did you call it? The halo on the back? What
is it? Like the like halo ring thing in the back, the back piece.
Yeah, like the weird ring light cape that it's got. If it was like on fire, I'd be very interested, but it's not. So, or like, what if it was like LED lights and like they would like, you know, the left one, right one, like on, off, and it would like loop around? That'd be so cool.
Oh, no. So that's actually a problem because stage lighting will drown that out and you actually won't be able to see it. I know that from Drag Race because Ginger Minj, one of the queens, had like this whole bodice that like lit up and stuff, but you couldn't see it because of the lights.
Gotcha. It's fun to know. Fun to know. So this clue for the Sun knows how to shine like a sign, shine like a torch. My misspelled. The Sun knows how to shine like a torch, even in winter. So I think this is the Winter Olympian.
Yeah, I agree.
Right? Especially by saying even in winter, it's like, what else could you be? And if this is someone who has set records or something, this is like a decorated Winter Olympian of some sort. Now, do I know enough about Winter Olympics to tell you who that is? Nope. So I'm not going to pretend that I do. But I think this is some kind of an decorated athlete who functions in the winter, or it's just a winter sport, perhaps not even specifically the Olympics. Maybe this isn't the gold medalist, but it's like a hockey player or curling champion or snowboarder or a bobsled person. I don't know.
A bobsled person. Yeah. So now the thing is what I am reminded of is the fact that I was convinced that JoJo Siwa was an Olympian, and JoJo Siwa, not an Olympian.
Yeah, you thought it was an archer.
No, a biathlon or something like that. Like, what's the one where you ski and shoot or something like that? I think it was
a triathlon.
No, 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 not a triathlon. The one where, whatever, it's not important. So the fact that I'm so convinced that the son is also an Olympic athlete, I think is probably the wrong guess. But that's, you know what? That's all we have to go off of. And so that's what I'm saying. Son is an Olympian.
Okay. All right, son. Damn, son. Okay,
damn,
I'm out.
Son. Okay, yeah. The biathlon is a winter sport that combines cross-country skiing and rifle shooting. Is that who I thought Jo Jacinto was?
No, you definitely thought that she was an archer.
Just an archer? Okay, yeah. Perhaps. I'm pretty sure we dug into that. I like Googled archer. Like,
well, you said it was either an archer or one of the ones where archery is part of the athlon.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Well, I think that the son is a biathlonlete.
A biathlete.
And I don't know how well she's going to do, but I think her costume is pretty.
Okay. I mean, hey, we've had other performers who did not have a job that would suit singing do really well. So we could stand to be surprised by the sun. We'll just have to wait and see.
Looking at you, Barry Zito.
Oh, God. Barely Zito. Am I right?
Am I right?
So there's not much left here, to be honest.
We have five left. So you get three more picks. I get two more picks.
Okay. I feel like at this point, I'm just going to have to, there's two I really want, and I think I'm only going to get one of them. So it's a matter of playing which one you're going to pick. I'm just going to go ahead and take this one. I'm going to take the dragon.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So I am intrigued by the dragon. The dragon is my number one person for being a rapper. Okay. Because I felt like I saw hip hop hands from the dragon. A little bit of,
what are hip hop hands?
I saw it and it came to me, and that's what it felt like. The dragon's costume is interesting. I think that the head is a little bit, I was expecting more, to be honest.
Yeah. I'm disappointed. It looks okay. First of all, super excited that the dragon costume is on this season, but I 100% agree with you. It almost looks a little bit more like this would be the dragon head at a ride at a fair instead of like the dragon head that would be on the Masked Singer, because we see what they can do and how intricate they can make it. It just feels a little bit more, I don't know, like cartoony maybe. I know it's like literally we're talking about the Masked Singer, but still, you know, does that make sense?
Yeah. No, it definitely does make sense, because to me, it's like we're looking at the serpent who has like a six-tailed mechanic back. And I'm like, well, the dragon maybe would have fared better with something like that. This kind of looks like, it genuinely looks like they mentioned it was like samurai inspired in the sneak peek. And it looks like they gave a helmet to a samurai. That's kind of what it looks like. And I don't like the wooden, like, horns,
the antlers,
horns.
Yeah, they're like pieces of wood from a tree.
Yeah, I was like, that's not the right color combo for me. And then the hands kind of look more Wolverine teen wolfish than they do like dragon to me. The rest of the body is, again, samurai, got like the tradish going on. I don't mind that. I don't mind the necklace. I like all that. It does look like this is a costume that has room to move, though, so I'm very excited, because this is my razzle dazzle candidate of the season, genuinely, because they mentioned that they want to make the audience happy and they enjoy getting fired up, which screams razzle dazzle to me. So I'm just hoping that there's some kind of voice to back it. And if it is a hip hop hands type of person, then I think I've got the next frog on my team, which I'm not upset about. The major clue we got was that if you want to look at my identity, look at stocks and bonds. So to me, I think that is an indicator to charts and charting. So that makes me think this is a musician.
I like how for some of them, like for the sun, we were like, it's obviously an Olympian. They said torch. They said winter. It's a winter Olympics. And then for the stocks and bonds, we're like, no one related to finance. It has to be someone that's like, yeah, I agree. I think this is probably something that's a little bit more nuanced in terms of what the interpretation. So stocks and bonds, things that go up and down. I don't know. Things that have value, could be something like that. Also, because I'm trying to think, like, would they have, like, what are they going to have? Like, an award-winning economist come on the show? Like, no.
Paul Krueger, come on down.
Right? Like, that's just not going to happen. So I do believe that it's probably something a little bit more obscure, but I guess we'll have to wait and see.
We will have to wait and see. But I'm very excited. I'm very excited to have the dragon on my team, even though, honestly, one of the weaker costumes left on the board for me.
Yeah, this is getting a little tough. I'm between two. There are two costumes I'm trying to decide between.
Yeah.
And do you want to guess?
No, because I don't know if that'll give away what I want. You, who are the ones left? Can you tell me the remaining list?
All right, so we have broccoli, popcorn, lips.
I'm very surprised that one of these is still on the board. Okay, go ahead.
Don't say anything. All right, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to pick broccoli.
Ah, that's the one I wanted.
Is that, okay. Yeah, all right. I kind of had a feeling. I actually was going to pick broccoli higher, but I started going back on it because the broccoli costume looks like Seth Rogen if Seth Rogen were broccoli. I don't know if that makes sense at all.
Oh, it does, and that's exactly why I kept shying away from picking the broccoli, because I was like, oh, you're giving me thingamajig vibes, but you're giving me like older thingamajig, and I don't think that's a good thing.
It's like thingamajig out of his prime.
Yeah, also shout out Phil T, because I think Phil T was the one who tweeted at us and just randomly threw out, hey, I think one of them is Seth Rogen. I feel like this could be it. But also, Phil T doesn't watch this show, so his guess is as good as anybody's.
It just looks like... I like that. I like that everybody thinks that it just looks like Seth Rogen. It's got a unibrow, so my first thought, of course, is Anthony Davis.
Come on.
Basketball player extraordinaire.
He's almost in the NBA Finals. Like, come on.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I know. But I don't really have that much to say. I love vegetables, so I'm happy that broccoli is on my team.
You do like your broccoli, too.
I love vegetables. I have mushroom and broccoli.
Yeah, what are you making, a soup over there?
Well, why would I make a soup out of mushrooms and broccoli?
What would you make with broccoli?
It's a saute. It's for the Thai food that I'm going to have later.
Broccoli and cheddar soup is one of your favorites.
Yeah, but I didn't draft the cheddar. I drafted mushroom.
But you can have mushrooms in it. You know what?
Mushroom soup and broccoli soup, whatever. It's not important. The clue here also, I guess, maybe makes me a little nervous, which is I'm a broccoline. So funny. Mean heart pumping machine. After all, that's how I got my six pack. So I don't know if that's a beer reference, because the costume, at least the broccoli, has a little bit of a beer belly going on. It's also wearing a Letterman's jacket. So again, with the whole sort of past its prime kind of deal. So it could be an athlete. Maybe it's like past their prime. They wanted to poke fun at that. I don't know.
Yeah. So the lean, mean heart pumping machine, it's how I got my six pack. All of this screams athlete to me. It screams retired athlete to me. And I do think this is our person who's going to end up having a lot of the Super Bowl stuff potentially. And the voice modulation that they used for the broccoli kind of reminded me of the voice modulation they used for the Gronk, which makes me feel like it could be some kind of athlete in that fame who's going to be not that good in the singing department, but could maybe go far. But also, that was the other reason. This was reasons I didn't want the broccoli. The reasons I did was because the thingamajig resemblance is uncanny. And I can't help but, what if it's someone who has like a great voice? Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, man, this is a second shot for the thingamajig. And when I tell you that, I think they're good, the judges are going to talk about that similarity for sure. I'm excited. I also like that the broccoli has a beard.
Yes, even though it's sort of it's under the chin, I believe, which is sort of an interesting choice. Unless is that a lip? There's no mustache. It's just sort of the sideburns and the beard. Very interesting. But yeah, I guess we'll have to find out September 23rd, 8/7 Central.
That's right. Okay, so you know what? After we talked about it, I'm kind of happy you put me out of my misery by taking the broccoli and preventing me from doing so. We're down to two. One of them is the one I mentioned that I'm surprised is still on the board. The other is one that I'm not surprised is at the bottom, but I'm sure everyone's been waiting for us to talk about. Therefore, my gift to you, Liana, you are going to have the lips on your team, and I am going to have the popcorn on my team.
There's three people left.
What's left?
Baby alien.
Oh my God, I forgot about Baby Alien.
How could you forget about Baby Alien?
Why did you not stop me? You waited for me to reveal my plan?
Well, look, that's not my fault you're not keeping track of the draft board.
Man. So I am keeping track of the draft
popcorn
board.
But why would you want to pick baby alien? That thing is freaking creepy. Just pick
I don't
popcorn.
Want to. I'm picking popcorn for sure.
Yeah, okay, pick popcorn. Grad boy, you're getting baby alien on your team. Just spoiler alert. So let's
I'm okay with that. I would rather the baby alien over the lips.
Okay, great. Well, I'm picking baby alien. You're getting the lips on your team.
No, you can't change now.
Yes, huh? I haven't officially made my pick yet.
No, that's not
yes,
a thing you can do.
Yes.
Liana, do you really want to start the season by being a sneakster?
Is it a sneakster?
Well, that's what you're doing. We agreed. Never mind. I'm just going to talk about the popcorn and I'll get re-mad at what you're about to do later.
All right. Okay.
So
sounds good.
The popcorn is very interesting to me because it kind of has like a humanish face and like a humanish build. But then like the body is like popped kernels, but also it's like a popcorn. This is a very vague popcorn costume is what I'm trying to say here.
What does that mean? A vague popcorn costume?
Because the head is definitely a popcorn kernel, but yes. Then the body, like that's supposed to be like a popcorn bucket, I guess, but it's also like not like opened, but also there's popcorn around it. So that's fine. I like the little addition of like a kernel on the shoe. That's pretty cool. I think that this is going to be someone who's going to be, basing this off nothing, of course, is going to be someone who's kind of unassuming, is going to go far, but also I don't think is going to win, I think. And the clue intrigued me because the clue was mirror, mirror on the wall. What makes me the biggest miracle of them all? I don't know. But this was one of the few that I got a visual clue in that I'm going to keep an eye on, which was the green cow photo on the mirror. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what it means.
Yeah, I thought that was also something that I noted. It was really obvious. It stood out. And so I think that that's going to be something important later on.
Yeah.
I, you know, there was something about when you watch my on-screen performance, it will be in 3D. And that made me think, oh, maybe this is an actress of some sort. The reason why I didn't pick popcorn earlier is because its mouth terrifies me. It's got one big tooth in the middle under the nose. And for some reason, that really freaks me out. I feel like I should want to love this costume. It's pretty. It's the popcorn is bedazzled. That's fantastic. But for some reason, that tooth just really prevented me from picking the popcorn earlier. So I'm happy that the popcorn is on your team.
I think the tongue is weirder, if anything. Look, the tongue is random.
No, the tooth is the weird part. No,
but I think it's like multiple teeth. It's just a big mouth.
It's like, but then why was the tooth shaped that way?
Well, I will
and then
say
the majority
that,
of its mouth is open with no teeth.
Yeah. Now, I will say the face is very much like the face of a baby in a Pixar movie. So,
yes,
it is weird to have like a baby's face on this like popcorn thing,
yes!
Especially
yes!
If the popcorn goes full kitty from last season, I'm not sure how I'm going to feel about that.
No, you're 100% right. It's like a kid. It's like a baby face on a very sexy popcorn body. And that is, you're right. Oh my gosh. You've cracked the code. That's exactly what it is. There was something unsettling also about it. I just couldn't quite articulate it, you know, of course, aside from the giant tooth. But that's definitely it. Maybe it has one tooth so it doesn't get popcorn stuck in it.
Okay. Okay. Well, we're down to the final two now that I've been hoodwinked. Which one are you picking?
Baby alien all the way.
Why are you picking baby alien?
Because you don't want lips on your team. And lips is the first one I saw that I was like a little terrified by. Like, I know Kirsten was like, oh, can I watch this with the costumes being terrifying? The rest of them didn't really bother me all that much. The lips is really terrifying. I think it's because the lips are so giant that the arms stick forward through these holes in the mouth, which makes me feel like the arms are going to be weirdly limited, but not even to the side, like out in front. So they're going to be like flapping around in front or something.
Well, let's talk about baby alien first, since that's the official next pick.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, I'll save my critiques for lips later.
Yes.
Although, again, bold choice. Love the much like a bold lip color. I love the choice of going for lips. Yes, we should talk about the baby alien because this is our very first puppet costume. I can't believe I'm saying this. It's literally a puppet. Like, there's no arms or legs for the person. They're just sort of in this like cone with a puppet as the head. Where will the mouth be for the person singing? Where will they put the microphone? Will it be coming out of Baby Alien? Is the person's head that size? I have so many questions.
I can't believe you fell for my reverse psychology. I'm so happy I don't have the Baby Alien on my team. This is a hot mess. It's like someone's science project gone wrong. This costume is not going to make it past the first couple rounds. This is 100% gimmick.
But it's a puppet.
When we saw the puppet's body being made, it creeped me out. I didn't like it. I don't like that the skirt is kind of like the smoke from the rocket, but also it's not all of it. It's like the lava.
Well, it's the flames. It's the flames and the smoke. Yeah.
Yeah. I know the smoke is supposed to look kind of like messy, but it's a costume. Why can't the smoke look pearly white? You know? So that's a thing. I don't like that it kind of looks like the baby from Dinosaurs as well. Mm-hmm. Whoever this is going to have their work cut out for them, because they will have to move the mouth of this baby whilst singing.
Do you think they'll give it a tiny microphone, like a little baby microphone?
Oh, like, is it going to hold? No, because it looks like the hands are glued onto those, like, controller things.
Oh, that control the rocket ship? Yeah, I think you're right.
I think so. The biggest intrigue for me, also, like, the aliens wearing, like, a football helmet, which I'm like, that's the wrong helmet, bro. Like,
safety in space.
I'm so happy you have this. I don't want it. I don't want it. It's awful. It creeps me out more than anything. And we have a serpent here, and I'm more creeped out by the baby alien. So the clue, though, I'm intrigued by the clue. So the clue is, do you have the clue written out? Because I only have the visual part written out.
All you have to do is look to the stars.
And there's the number 5 in the sky.
Yeah, as a constellation. So that also, again, love that it's a number. Don't know what that means. Number 5 Super Bowls. Is this our NFL athlete?
I mean, it could be. It could be. So, what's it called? That's the whatchamacallit. This could be, for me, there's two options here. I have two guesses for this. Okay. One guess is that this is Jeff Dunham, and the 5 stars are his, like, 5 most highly regarded famous characters that he has, right? That's one.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing it could be, and oh, by the way, I say this, I feel pretty confident that this could be one. It's a little bit on the nose, but I feel very decent about this. The other thing is, it could be a reference to Dallas. Now, you say, why? The Dallas Stars are a hockey team. There's 5 people in the rink. So that's the situation. Also, it doesn't necessarily have to be hockey, but then because there's 5 players on the basketball team. So it could be someone from that region. So it could be someone in the Dallas region of that sort. If it's someone who's, we're talking like sport accolades, this could be it. But again, do I think an athlete's going to fit under this and do mimicky stuff? I don't think so. So I'm more likely to be like, it's Jeff Dunham. But also, is that too on the nose? And are they going to immediately guess him anyways? Probably.
Mm-hmm. I think that was my thought also. It's so on the nose that, I don't know, it could be. It's a Masked Singer, it could be. But I think it's going to be someone else who maybe would want to choose to have their whole body hidden. I don't know, maybe a comedian or something like that. So not necessarily Jeff Dunham as a puppeteer, but someone else who might fall under that category. It also doesn't look particularly hard to puppet because I think the control is really just the arms. Can it move the head a little bit?
We didn't see it really in action.
That might be quite challenging to sing and do the puppet.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
I guess
what
they
I'm
don't
saying.
Have to worry about the ventriloquist side of things because that would be much more complicated. But
as long as the mouth opens and closes enough that it seems like it's moving, I don't think they're concerned with like, well, the puppet didn't seem to hit the high notes. Like that's not going to be a critique that the puppet's going to get. So I think it'll be fine. What if this is like a Bo Burnham? Does he have any link to anything that we've talked about?
He is quite tall, and this costume looks a little on the short side, not just the puppet bit, but like the actual whole thing.
Right.
But it also could be like the scale is just off, like it's wider than it is tall, or, you know, like proportionally, right? It's
yeah.
Wide. So, that definitely could be the case. I don't know.
I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued to see what happens. But yeah, so we'll see. The 5 stars clue is very intriguing to me. So I'm very keen to find out who it is. And then, last but not least, we've got the lips, which I think, again, a lot of people have been waiting for us to talk about the lips, because when these promo pictures came out, this was the most terrifying looking thing out there. But it's the lips, and basically the lips is lips on legs. It's just someone's legs attached to lips, and the hands come out of the sides of the lips, kind of like fangs or like a double venomous tongue.
No, that's the thing. It's not the sides. It's out of the front. Like, it's coming through the mouth. It's
yes.
Weird. This is so weird. I love it. It's so weird.
I know.
I mean, I hate it, love it, but, you know, I get the point.
Yeah. This, what's it called? The official Twitter page, when they released this one, wrote they may be hashtag lips mask, but they don't lip sync, which to me is like, that's a pretty decent endorsement that you might be someone who can sing.
I think it's just a lip reference.
Most likely. But hey, let me feel positive about the last pick of the draft.
Sorry.
That's all good. No, I definitely think this is also kind of more of the budget pick, budget costume, right? Because like, doesn't look like a lot went into this. Not a lot, went
but also
into
it's
this.
Giant lips. Like maybe a lot did go into it. You know, like when you're fabricating something that's so giant, it might be mm-hmm. very challenging to do so. The clue for this one was, if you want a hint about me, I own who I am. I know my voice can go high, but my dishes go deep. Which, you know, of course, the first thing. Oh, Rachel Ray, of course, right?
Like, of course.
Or like, you know, some type of cook or something like that. But we got with the tree, which ended up, spoiler alert, ended up being Anna Gasteyer. She talked a lot about cooking, I think, in hers, which, you know, is not necessarily what she's known for.
I think that the lips is going to be someone who's a phenomenal singer. So if that's the case, we'll see. Episode 1 hits, episode 2, whenever the lips is on. And if their voice hits, I think I'm going to be able to make a relatively good shortlist really quick, because the way I'm interpreting it is that they've got a great voice, but also they've kind of been known to like diss people or be in beefs. So that'll be where I would be looking at for my, what area I'm searching for the shortlist here. Not afraid to like take anybody's nonsense. They own who they are. So that's kind of the confident singer is what I'm looking at. We had a listener commented and said, the lips have to sing Rocky Horror double feature, right? It's totally Patricia Quinn, right? Do you get this reference?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is from the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay. Do you think it could be Patricia Quinn?
I think, again, I think it's something that's too on the nose. Although if we see Jeff Dunham as the freaking baby alien puppet thing, like that definitely could be the case. I think it's something more obscure.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't be super, super shocked by that. But that wraps up the draft here. I think that we both have relatively evenly matched teams. Again, basing it off nothing. But Liana's team is seahorse, mushroom, giraffe, snow owls, squiggly monster, sun, broccoli, and baby alien. My team is the serpent, jellyfish, crocodile, gremlin, whatchamacallit, the dragon, popcorn, and lips. Now, let us know, wherever you find this and you want to let us know, who has the better team. Again, based off nothing. But let us know. Show your support for either or team. Not offended if you pick Liana's. Very appreciative if you pick mine.
I'll be very offended if you pick Puya's.
Classic Boris actions here.
Team baby alien. All right. Well, I have a question before we get out of here. So I've been thinking about this because we have COVID, and everybody is essentially in LA, like everybody's in LA, they're on lockdown, they can't really do anything, you know, because I feel like the Masked Singer is one of the first ones to really sort of start to get up and going. Do you think we're going to get somebody big, like the closest thing that we could see to a superstar given the conditions of COVID?
I think this is going to be the biggest celebrity season we've had. I do. because of that reason, because of the fact that we're like, quarantine is still happening big time. And it was one of the first shows to like really confidently be like, no, we're coming back in the fall. So they've definitely been putting in the works because they've been focusing on doing this stuff since August, I believe. So I think that there are going to be some big names in here who are they going to be? I don't know. I would also like to preliminarily throw out that if there's a single political figure, it's going to be Scaramucci. Just put that in there right now. Lock it up. But I don't know. I don't know who is going to be it, but I'm excited.
I am as well. Mm-hmm. I am looking forward to watching something silly, something fun, something with a lot of clues that we can try to put together. Just really looking forward to September 23rd at 8, 7 Central.
That's right. We had a couple of listener questions that I want to quickly, we'll do a quick fire, get a couple of them out here. So I looked at the schedule because this first question is relevant. Addison asks, from the press photos for episode 1, we can see 5 people are competing, which means the group breakdown will probably be 5-5-6. Why do you think they did this, where they did it this way instead of 4-4-4-4? So I looked at it. So this is what group A is going to be. Okay. We've got Dragon, Giraffe, Popcorn, Snow Owls, and Sun.
That's weird.
Yeah, very weird. I don't understand why.
Maybe that's a you know what? I'm not going to lie. Sometimes, wait, are we sure that that's from the very first performance?
So the thing is, I've personally not seen the press photos, but I can open them right now and look at them.
Just because sometimes they have a tendency to sometimes release videos or little clips that are from further down in the show, like not from the very first episode. But let's say it is 5-5-6. I assume it probably has something to do with the COVID related filming schedule. Like, of course, in an ideal world, they would rather do 4-4-4-4, but 4-4 golf. You could be the golf club. But I think most likely this is just a result of a filming schedule issue because of COVID.
I'm looking at it. It's on foxflash.com and they're definitely premiere episode, air date Wednesday, September 23rd photos.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. So with that being said, 5-5-6 makes no sense, but also they've done weird formats before the audience has disagreed with. So why would they be any different now? I gotta imagine Baby Alien's gonna end up being in the 6-person one because it seems like Baby Alien was like the big exclusive they threw our way. So that could have been the last one they added, or it could be one of the more basic costumes that really didn't take much more prep that they didn't expect to get and they added in there. Right.
Man, so that baby alien is really creepy. I'm excited.
So horrible. I also like that you have the two gimmick ones and Snow Owls and Baby Alien on your team.
Going all in.
All in on the ridiculousness. Okay. Mike Bloom, the partner in crime on the BNB for Leona Boris, asks, how long before we go straight Muppet and an entire season is puppets?
Ooh, the entire gimmick is puppets. I think that's Mass Singer season 20 puppets edition.
Yeah, I give me season like 14. I'm going to guess 14.
Oh, you
no.
think more? I think it's going to be a little bit further in the future.
37.
I think they would do 37 if we ever make it that far.
Yeah. Yeah, because I do think that this is something, if this is successful, they will do more of these. They will do more of the puppets kind of thing. I will say I'm excited for the first hologram.
It's Tupac. I think the issue with the alien is finding somebody who would want to puppeteer the puppet. That like that's challenging. If I were to go on the show, no, I would want to be something more like the seahorse. I wouldn't want to be a puppet stuck in that little, I don't know, hunched over, I assume. Puppeting a baby alien.
Yeah. No, but like that's the thing is that for me, the way I imagine this is that with the baby alien and with the hologram that I said is like that the person is in the backstage and is like from the side of the stage is singing and the person inside is like a completely different person. That's just a stunt person.
No, that's not fair. The person who sings has to be the person in the costume.
I think so, too. But also, if they deviate, I wouldn't be shocked. This is season 37 again. This is like they've really like hit all the notes and they don't know where to go next.
It's like we travel with a baby alien into the future and here we are.
I'm going to give you one last question, Leona. And that is from Sophie, who says, What do you guys think about Bow Wow essentially addressing the razzle dazzle versus voice debate in his advice section? How have your opinions changed about the degree to which performance versus voice matter coming into season four? So we had the little advice segment, which made no sense because it was the former Masked Singers giving advice to the future Masked Singers. But also, are they really seeing this footage and are they really going to care? No. So in this segment, Bow Wow talked about how he specifically spoke about stage presence and said that is what took him far and that's something that you should have. So just to quickly touch on this, because we love doing this since the first time we podcasted, has your opinion on Razzle Dazzle versus performance changed?
No. I still have the same opinion. I value the voice over the razzle dazzle, but I have come to understand and appreciate the fact that the two do go hand in hand. Yes. However, I would evaluate based on voice first and then the razzle dazzle of the performance.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie. Sorry. I'm just really mad about the snow owl pick I made because I'm really thinking about the performance element. And I think regardless of how good they are as singers, if they just freaking stand there or like slowly wheel around the stage, that's going to be so boring. I guess it would be mostly backup dancers, which I do appreciate. So maybe that'll be okay.
Yeah. I mean, for all we know, it could be a hoot. We don't know. Yeah. It could go any which way. I do think that is a mistake. But also, honestly, who knows? What if they can break out of the egg? The egg's open. What if they like, and like, if you look at the middle of the egg, it's like this weird metal thing. I could see that being like a decorative section that they've put to like block the crack that's down the middle. Look at the bottom of the egg. So, the bottom of the wheels looks like it separates.
Okay, so I agree with you with that because I actually thought it looks like it opens and there was actually a more clear split all the way up the egg in some of the preview shots of this. So it is entirely possible. I don't know. They're just going to have to show if they have talon.
Yeah. Nice. Nice. Yeah, I'm looking at these. I'm looking at the promo photos. I can confirm that in the five pictures that are here, not one of them are they out of that egg. So we'll have to wait and see that first performance.
Oh.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a cauldron. Yes. Okay. So that about wraps up everything you would need to be prepared for the premiere of Masked Singer Season 4. Liana, before we get out of here, where can people find you and what are you up to?
You can follow me at Liana RHAP on Twitter. I am podcasting, of course, about the band from this podcast, Talk Big Brother, doing the morning updates on Saturday with Taryn, as well as the RHAP BBBNB. This week, we are going to have special guest Peridium come to join Mike and I, which is always a fun time whenever Peridium comes to the BNB. And that is what I am up to.
Amazing. And you know, last time we spoke on this podcast, last time I was prompted to give my plugs, I said, no, I have nothing else going on. That's no longer the case, gang. I've got a list. Let's go. So first, you can find me on all social medias, Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, Puyaism for all three. You can find me doing stuff there all the time. Also, 90 Day Fiancé Wrap-Up Podcast is a thing now, where I talk about 90 Day Fiancé with different guests. We talk about all the iterations of the shows. We talk about all the couples. It's a hot mess express, but I'm the conductor. So you can find that over on the Reality TV Wrap-Ups Network as well. Obviously, you can find me here talking Masked Singer with y'all all season long and on the live feed updates for Big Brother Friday mornings, Puya Fridays. Make sure to check those out as well. And if you would like to leave a rating or review for this podcast, once again, please, please, please go over to robhasawebsite.com/maskedsinger, one word, and let us know what you thought. Give us ratings, give us opinions. It's all appreciated regardless of how it goes down. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this and for dealing with our ridiculous draft. But trust me when I say this is just the beginning and it's going to get more and more silly, more and more hilarious, and more combative. Until what? Then, no, more and more.
We're going to fight each other?
No, but what's the, I don't know.
Contentious?
Yes, that's the word.
Krylon.
Krylon. It's going to get more and more Krylon. But until then, take care, have fun, and remember, we're not all snow owls,
but we're definitely all popcorn. Bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.